Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.
13 days of Halloween. How many days are left? Not that many. One, two, three, four, five.
Five
days of Halloween.
10.
11.
13 days of Halloween today. It's my list. Now, this is very simple. You make a list, it's your list. Three things.
I was in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett. Remember, he did the climate smash.
He did the mash.
Once interviewed on our show about that by the dude.
Yeah, it's going to be on Pre-Beer and Howlings this weekend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a classic.
You don't like my song.
Not really.
The climate smash.
Boris Becker.
I talk like you.
Oh, what a time capsule that is. All right, so it's my list. Each of us have to list the three best Halloween giveaway items that are not candy. Now, I think this might be a bummer of a segment because I don't know how any of us could have anything other than the three things I have. Secondly, this goes counter to what we've argued for years, that the only good Halloween treats is candy, P.S., that's chocolate-based. Chocolate-based candy is the only thing you should be handing out. Now, that said, there are other things. Steve.
Question.
Yeah.
Is this things that you have personally received or at least seen given away? Or is this
you can't
hypothetical,
like
a Lamborghini?
Well, that would be super annoying. It is your list, so if you want to say a Lamborghini, I'm telling you, I'm going to hate that and want to fight
with
you if that's on the
list. Well, you didn't say within reason that, like, normal people might give out.
It kind of goes without saying that it would be within reason.
Because Steve just asked.
Mine is, like, my list is one that I've personally received. And
me
then
too.
There are two others that were always the rumor in my neighborhood. Or, like, in our school, if you go to so-and-so's house, you get this. One of them I've talked about recently on the show. Probably should have asked this beforehand.
No, this is the perfect time.
It doesn't matter.
This is the perfect
time.
It's
my list.
It is your list. All right, Steve, go ahead. Let's hear your list.
Okay. Number one, money, of course. Like, there was always the house where it would just be like, here, throw a couple quarters in there.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with money.
Number two.
What if it's pennies?
No. It's got to be.
The S word, BS. That's BS.
It is.
That is BS.
It
pennies,
is.
You're cool. You're not cool with pennies.
No.
Okay.
Pennies aren't even money.
Pennies, pennies had been inflated out of the Halloween game when I was young enough to go on Halloween.
Yeah, pennies were always stupid.
Do pennies still cost more to make than they're worth?
Probably.
Yeah, then that it's basically giving you debt.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
This one I talked about recently, there was the house in the next neighborhood over where it was a really rich guy that lived there. And the rumor was that if you showed up and you were one of the first 10 people to trick or treat there on Halloween, he would give you a puppy. So puppies.
So a puppy?
A puppy. Yes.
Oh, that's what every kid dreams of is responsibility.
That's not what the kids think about, though.
No.
Mom and dad think responsibility.
Yeah, who cares about responsibility? That's up to the parents. Yeah, of course. I'm going to feed it. I'll take it outside. I'll take it for walks. Doesn't matter. You give me a puppy?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. That's the best thing in the world.
You know who gives those away? Pedophiles.
Cool.
Thank you, Mr. Pedophile.
You don't have to hang out with him. He just got to get his puppy.
His lovely puppy, yeah.
You're going to be like Bridesmaids where she walks out and she's got 8 golden retrievers after the baby or the wedding shower.
Megan, you have all of them.
Yeah. How many did you take?
God, that was such a great reveal in that movie.
Yes.
And finally, there was also the rumor that the one house, if you were, I don't know, first 10, first 20, you would get a 2-liter bottle of soda. So money, puppies, 2-liter bottle of soda.
See, the issue
okay,
with your
I want to do that because I want to have some kid hold up their stupid bucket or bag and then drop the 2-liter in there and watch it smash through the bottle.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm about to say. The issue with your list is you can't put any of the things that you have named other than money into like a pillowcase or a trick-or-treat.
Sure you can. You can put a puppy in a pillowcase. You can put a 2-liter in a pillowcase.
You shouldn't put a puppy in a pillowcase. No. No,
I mean,
rude.
It will fit.
That puppy is going to fill that pillowcase with pee and sadness.
Yeah.
It's going to be real bad.
The 2 liters of soda have to be the knockoff brand, too. It has to be the one where it's like Dr. Energy or like Mountain Thunder.
Kroger yeah. Cola.
Mrs. Crib.
Mrs. Crib. All right, Steve, I also went with money.
Yep.
Yeah, money is, yeah, but it has to be silver or green. It cannot be copper.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the 1920s. Number two, caramel apples. They're fantastic.
Oh, God.
No That's nuts.
Caramel apples?
Yeah, it's my list.
No,
so
wait a minute. No nuts?
No.
How do you even pass those out?
What do you mean, how do you pass them out?
That's so messy. You're going to make caramel apples?
They're wrapped
apples?
In saran wrap.
Oh, my God.
Saran yeah, wrap comes off, or wax paper, actually. That comes off
yeah,
easily.
Because if you don't have the nuts on there, it's just going to stick to it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I've in this no. day and age Tons of paranoia, nothing. No parent wants their kid to get something more than a caramel apple.
Oh, let me guess. For you, it's got to be a Red Delicious. Gramps.
Well, I don't
something
care which apple it is.
On the inside.
No, it's got to be a green apple.
Something
if you're
real mealy.
Caramel.
It doesn't have to be green
at
all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you need a crab apple. Who are you kidding?
I have eaten a crab apple before.
I didn't think you were supposed to eat those.
You're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're definitely.
I'm pretty sure they were covered in Roundup.
Yeah, a lot of worms.
It's fine dining at Free Beer's house, though.
You want a snack? Go get something off the tree. We only have crab apples.
On the crab apple tree.
Now, back to this caramel apples. I know that you said that people don't want those hot wings because of how dangerous of a time we live in, but that's a myth. It's a myth for regular chocolate. There's never been a candy apple or a caramel apple that had anything in it other than deliciousness. It's all urban legend. And number one, the best thing to get is a good old-fashioned, really sticky popcorn ball. Those were great.
Oh, why are you so
God sticky?
What?
The last time you were aware of Halloween, was it 1979?
It definitely wasn't.
But they were great.
Oh. I always hated it when old lady Frood would give out her stupid popcorn balls.
Did you say, what is a popcorn ball?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
It's just a massive popcorn held together by caramel and other garbage.
It's a wad of popcorn that hasn't been popular during Halloween since Prohibition.
So you're giving out popcorn wads.
That's why you don't know what it is, Kelly.
It has been given away after Prohibition.
You're giving away popcorn wads and sticky balls.
No, popcorn balls, not wads.
Wads.
No.
The only
caramel
thing
apples.
Worse than your list is when you would knock on the door and say trick or treat, and the old guy would say, how about a trick? And you'd like pull out a handkerchief and like make a dove appear
that never
or something.
Happened.
Absolutely.
That would be great though. I would love a trick. I'd love street magic.
You should try it this year.
I can't do
I want
it.
You to, yeah, next
I want to see it though.
You could probably
the kids
learn
went to somebody's house and some guy's like, yeah, pick a card. I'd be like, this is great.
Between now and next Tuesday, you could learn at least one very rudimentary sleight of hand trick.
I bet I could.
I don't know if anybody put that on their list, but magic tricks as one of the things you hand out is pretty damn funny.
So,
especially if you're bad at it. Bad magic tricks.
Yes. Steve and then you just wave goodbye after you're done. They're like, ha ha, abracadabra. See you later.
I gave you
said trick or treat.
So you can go to Steve's house and get a puppy and a 2-liter bottle of soda that are going to bust your bag open and your parents will make you give up both of them. You go to my house, you get a popcorn ball and a caramel apple, and you are satisfied the next day.
Magic
you are going to poop so much.
Also, two things that you, like money, fine. You both said money. But free beer, your objects that you're handing out are so sticky. And
well, they're
you got to put them in a pillowcase or a trick-or-treat
Well, you don't
bucket.
Just hand them to them like uncovered. You put them in a plastic bag or wax paper or whatever. It's very simple.
Man, sounds so wasteful and sticky.
Yeah. It's not. There's nothing wasteful about it.
It seems just so gross.
Yeah.
If you went up to somebody's house with your six boys and they were handing out wads of popcorn, would you tell them to take it?
Yep.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't tell them to take it, but I would let them take it. And if they brought it home and didn't want it, I would eat it.
Man.
Some stranger's homemade popcorn wad.
Well, it's going to be from our neighborhood where I know most of the parents.
Mm-hmm. Lame.
Mm-hmm. It's my list.
It is.
So, just because you don't like it.
Sure it. Is.
Yeah.
Let's hear your bad taste cheese.
List. Okay. First things first on my list of Halloween things to hand out that aren't candy, vampire teeth. Duh. Everybody loves fake vampire teeth. Everybody loves those. The fact that we've gotten a number three, third person in here, nobody said vampire teeth.
Those
ridiculous.
Are going to be a real problem when that kid tries to eat a popcorn ball with those teeth in.
Well,
that is going to be really bad.
You gave out caramel. And
people love caramel.
No, not like that.
On apples.
But yeah, so vampire teeth. I think that'd be a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, fake tattoos. Because nothing better than pissing parents off by giving their kids fake tattoos.
It's a good one.
I love it. I loved fake tattoos as a kid. I thought they were so cool.
Bring your hood rat kids to Kelly's house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And check this out. I got some for the parents, too. Number three, mini bottles. Because there's nothing better than when you're trick-or-treating with your kids or your niece or your nephew, and somebody's like, we got some for the parents, too. Check out that cooler. And you open it up, and it's little mini bottles. That's great.
Yeah.
Mini bottles are the way to go. Little mini wine bottles, alcohol. You want to give some of the kids? Put some juice boxes in there. I don't give a damn. But get you some mini bottles and hand them out to all the parents.
Kelly, I want to tell you that your three ideas are stupid, but I'm not going to.
I know, because I didn't
say
candy apples.
Because you already
know
that.
They're all pretty good.
No, they're actually really good.
No,
those were three really good.
Vampire teeth are terrible.
Are they?
I like how authoritatively you said it, though.
I know.
Tattoos are lame.
Are they? I'm not going to get the little teeny ones that are like cartoon characters. I'm getting ones that look real, like straight up thigh pieces. That way your kid is decked out.
So it. Like a temporary tattoo sleeve.
Yeah, I have those at my house. I put them on before I got my tattoo.
A whole sleeve?
And I got thigh ones too. I'm not even kidding. We could all get tatted up if we wanted. What? I did that, and I would put them on my arm to make sure I wanted my sleeve before I got it.
Oh.
So and then when my nephews came
into
town,
I put them.
Were you
going to get thigh tattoos too?
I hope so. I want the whole right side of my body fully tattooed. But anyway, I put those fake tattoos on my nephews while they were there, and then I had that blue shampoo for my hair when it was green because the blue would help it, and I put blue shampoo in their hair. And they were tatted out. My brother hated it. It was amazing.
It sounds like you liked it, but this isn't
did
really much about
like
the kids.
It's all about the kids.
Doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you did it for you.
Wow. You must have misheard what I said just now, because I clearly said it was fun for the kids. Just hate that
you
the
never said
it
was fun for the kids.
No, you were like, it's
you
pretty
just
cool.
said it was great. I had all this stuff and I did it, and my brother hated it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about the kids joining there at all.
They loved it. It's all that matters. Fake tattoos, vampire teeth, and mini bottles. I got everybody covered.
All right. You guys are, your lists are terrible.
Well, Hot Wings will be ready to judge your list and Maitland's list in the next segment. Tattoo sleeves on Amazon, 75 pieces for $7.
That's probably what I bought.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
I know. And they're big and they're pretty.
Maitland, of the three lists so far, which one is the best?
Steve's is not realistic at all. Yours is entirely too sticky. So I'm going with Kelly's.
That's right. Scissor Sisters Unite.
I love those dang vampire teeth.
I know.
I don't know what's unrealistic about mine.
Shoving puppies in kids' trick-or-treat bags might be what she's referring to.
I'm not
sure. No. Hey, everybody. How'd you like a puppy?
Yeah, right.
Just come on in. I have them in the back.
13 Days of Halloween. It's my list. Next.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.